My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with vital information for your good health. We talk about the relevant topics every single day with the best guest in the industry and always keep it on point. Basically meaning that we talk about the things that we should be talking about today. The things that most of us are dealing with, most of the things that we are trying to pursue, which is a better line of health. We talk about medications. We talk about supplementation. We talk about how to incorporate the right things in for the right reason. And then we also educate. I think the education process is really the most important because it gives you the tools to be able to have dialogue with your healthcare practitioners. And that really is important when you're trying to do the best of the best you can for your good health. I think a lot of us have learned along the way that life is not the same as it was before. And I think a lot of us are, you know, really trying to get healthy. I think we're trying to, you know, do things a little bit differently. I think we're trying to, you know, get ourselves headed in the right direction. And I think the hard part is there's so much misinformation out there coming from so many different areas. And, you know, and I tell people all the time, I said, be very, very careful about where you get information from, you know. Because you read something online doesn't mean it means anything at all. It could be typed in by somebody who doesn't know what they are doing. Don't put your health in the hands of somebody that may not really have your best interest in mind. One of the things we have to remember is that, you know, this is still a work in progress. We are all works in progress. And just because, you know, your friends may be finding great results with something, it still may not be the right thing for you. So the way you find out is you talk with people that can make sure that you're heading in the right direction. That's why I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, for the guidance, for the knowledge, for the expertise, for the passion, and for all that information wrapped into a full-service environment. Stay Healthy, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer and well worth the trip. When you get to Stay Healthy, you'll see that they carry the best of the best. Awesome prices every day. But the most amazing part of it is the people. You get to create relationships with people in the most important part of your life every day, which is your health. Getting healthy, being healthy, staying healthy, it's all so important, more than ever before. Because we have to take control today. Nothing gets handed to us anymore. If you want to be healthy, you got to do the work. And one of the best ways of doing the work is to make sure that you have what you need, the tools to get the job done. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to like them on Facebook because you'll get those daily really, you know, updates every single day on your Facebook page, and they're always educational, so make sure to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. And visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Industry articles on there that change all the time. Reading them will just give you more layers of information. And of course, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, Monday through Friday here, 8 to 9 in the morning, on NBC Sports 920 The Game. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, for you to download on demand when it fits your schedule. Well, today we're going to be talking about essential oils. I mean, obviously, we hear a lot about them today. Another area that is very, very clouded with the misinformation as well. And once again, all oils are not created equal. Nobody better to talk about this today than Neil Levin. Neil is the Nutrition Education Manager and Product Formulator for the natural products manufacturer Now Foods. Neil is board certified clinical nutritionist who has a diplomat in advanced nutritional laboratory assessment. He's a professional member of the International and American Associations of Clinical Nutritionists, serves on the Scientific Council of the Clinical Nutrition Certification Board. Neil is the director, program chair, and past president of the American Nutrition Association, and serves on the Public Relations Committee of the American Herbal Products Association. His comments and articles are published in magazines and newspapers. He contributes to scientific journals, has been featured in countless radio interviews and television reports. He also posts his articles on his blog, honestnutrition.com and nowfoods.com. He tweets as Neil E. Levin, and on Facebook, you can follow him under Honest Nutrition. Good information from Neil coming from a lot of different sources. Let me welcome my guest. Hey, Neil, how you doing?
I'm very good. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing wonderful. What's up in your world?
Oh, I'm busy. Been traveling a lot, and it's last week of the month, and have a lot to do. I got deadlines and, you know, trying to keep busy. I got presentations that have to be reviewed and submitted and a month-end report. And I got some of my people on vacation, so I have to do some of their work, too. You know.
Busy.
Regular day-to-day life.
You know, when you talked yesterday, you mentioned about doing essential oils. I thought to myself, you know, essential oils have become very, very popular. And there was a time when, you know, we rarely talked about them. I think the only thing we ever talked about was maybe eucalyptus oil or peppermint oil. I think that was about it. But it has just become an industry within an industry within an industry. And, you know, and I think there's a lot of confusion out there, how to use them, why to use them, when to use them, for what. And I love it that you wanted to talk about this today.
Well, yeah, because a lot, I mean, I'll usually come on at the end of the year and talk
right.
about some of the holiday scents and some of the uses, but we don't really talk too much about the quality aspects, the extraction methods, the cultivars, the varieties they're growing and why they choose them, and how that all affects what the consumer gets in terms of selection, pricing, label claims, competing label claims. There's a certain amount of marketing and hype in the whole thing, and it's all based on the perfume industry model of small bottles, huge prices, big markups for people, fancy displays, all that kind of thing that kind of skews the whole picture and gives people a huge profit incentive to make these outrageous claims on some of their products that are maybe more than they could support.
You know, I think the other thing is, you know, that one oil may work one way for one person, both through scent and through other ways of utilizing the oils. And is it kind of a hit and miss to find the combinations that work the best for you?
Well, when you're smelling something, you're literally sampling molecules of the volatile components, the airborne components of that substance. And so when you sample those molecules, they're hitting receptors in the nose. You are getting immediate signals going to the brain and various parts of the brain that you get emotional response, you get memory response, you get stimulating or relaxing responses, you get possibly immune stimulating or modulating effects. Digestive system could be affected by this. So there's so many aspects to this that it really goes down to the basic concept of what is smell, what is scent, how does it work, and when you have these supercharged airborne components of scent, like aromatherapy and essential oils, they have a profound immediate effect on people when you smell them, and not just people, but pets and other organisms are affected by them as well.
You know, when people ask me questions about aromatherapy and about essential oils and diffusers and all that kind of stuff, I think it's because they've heard a little bit and they want to kind of go in a different direction, or they want to try it for themselves. And I see people that'll stand in front of your section at Stay Healthy, where all your Now Foods oils are, and they'll stand there looking. And if I happen to be there, I'll actually walk up and I'll say, "What are you doing?" They're like, "I want to try one of these. I just don't know where to start."
Yeah, I mean, people will smell, and just like any, just like taste or anything else, mm-hmm. they're going to have their own sense of what's good for them, what they like, what they don't like. You know, I might smell myrrh and think it's great, and you might smell it and go, eh, I like this other thing. So, you know, it really depends on the people. We have blends, for example, and a lot of the blends that we sell of essential oils, we actually started out with recipes and what we call beauty bars or sampling bars, where we made these little small vials, these sample size vials at a, you know, trade show or some larger stores or whatever, if they're doing demos, where we're mixing a few oils together into a small vial and giving them a sample and giving them names that have, you know, things like sunshine or, you know, different things like that, and trying to give them a sense of what they smell like, but let people sniff them and see which ones they like, and they take them with them. The ones that were the most successful ended up being products. So we actually used consumer feedback and recipes that we had to figure out which blends would be the best products because they got the strongest consumer response. And, you know, it's not always the one I like best that most consumers like. It might be a different one. You know, the citrusy ones actually tend to do very well.
You know, the other thing is, you know, how do people approach essential oils around the world? I mean, are there parts of the countries around the world that this is just one of their main lines of scents that they use in perfumes? Because I know people that travel that say they'll go to places where the whole line of their perfume are essential oils. You know, there's no chemicals, no nothing in there. It's just all essential oils that people use as their perfume scent. How are essential oils responded to around the world as you travel?
Well, we do sell essential oils in a lot of countries, and a lot of times we're the first ones in there in that market trying to sell essential oils. Perfumes are everywhere. You know, you can go to department stores and get perfumes just about anywhere in the world. But when you are looking at essential oils, it's a more specialized thing. Essential oils are basically a component of modern perfumes. They're actually the ancient perfumes, the original perfumes. And what that means is that people are using them for the scents and for the blends and things like that. And the distillers that produce most of the essential oils or distribute the essential oils from the distillers, because distillation is typically within 12 to 24 hours of harvest, so a lot of the distillation is happening around the world where things are grown. And this could be, for example, in Somalia, the Horn of Africa, the Saudi Peninsula, where things like frankincense may came from, for example. You know, things like that, or jasmine that would, at this point, we're getting it from Egypt. So there's specific areas of the world where they're grown, and if you have to process them right away, they're typically distilled and tested there. They're commonly sent to the perfume suppliers, the ingredient suppliers in Europe, France, and Italian companies mostly, that are the mainstay suppliers of ingredients to the perfume industry. And a lot of them carry not only essential oils, but they carry perfume oils and other components. And what a lot of people don't know is there's a big interrelationship between the fragrance and the flavor industries, because some of the essential oils have food grade status if they're sufficiently diluted to safe levels, which is not the case with the full strength essential oils. They're not considered food grade at that concentration, but some of them, for example, peppermint, I carry a little thing of mint in my pocket that's using peppermint oil as the flavoring. But it's probably about 1% of that mixture that's peppermint oil. It's not 100% peppermint oil. If you put a drop of peppermint oil in your water every day and drink it for a month, you'll probably end up in the emergency room with gastrointestinal problems from eroding your mucous membranes with all that menthol, because it is so concentrated and so strong. It's far stronger than what's allowed for foods.
Hmm. You know, because I, when we do our show, usually around the holidays, we talk about blends and combinations and things that you can make that are just amazing. And I've mixed so many of them, and they are, it's amazing. The smell, you can change the complete personality and a mood of a room with essential oils.
Well, you can, because, you know, scent does have a profound impact. It has an immediate emotional impact on people. But, you know, it affects all systems of the body. You're sampling the environment. Just as you are with your vision or your taste or your hearing, you're literally sampling molecules of things. So you're taking those in. You're encountering them, you know, in a physical sense. So it's very important to have standards, to know what to test for. And there's probably about a dozen tests we do on each essential oil. There's sensory testing, the taste, the odor, the color, the appearance, the specific gravity or density, refractive index, which is the way that light passes through it, and infrared light as well as regular light, optical rotation to look if it's a natural or synthetic molecule. Flash point is determined for each oil, which is the point at which if you expose it to heat, it will burst into flames. And flash point is associated with the smoke point of oils, which people might be familiar with for culinary oils. You know, how hot can you heat an oil before it starts smoking? And at some point, it'll go from smoking to bursting into flame. So, you know, these things have to be determined, and safe handling procedures for all the oils. Infrared absorption, ultraviolet and visible spectrum to look for pigments like carotenoids, solubility, heavy metal testing, which is especially important in cold-pressed oils like citrus oils, because distilled oils tend not to have the pesticides. For one thing, they don't tend to use pesticides on essential oil plants because they're aromatic, they're weedy. They tend to be actually good companion plants to keep bugs away from your garden crops. So, you know, the nature of them is they don't tend to need a lot of synthetic fertilizers and herbicides and pesticides and things like that. But if they were to use them, the pesticides tend to be oily and heavy, and, you know, they want them to last on the crop when they spray it or on the ground. They don't want it to evaporate right away. And what is the nature of an essential oil? It evaporates. That's the whole point. It's light. It's volatile. It's going to turn into a vapor if you expose it to air, and you're going to smell it. And that's not the nature of the pesticides. They're not water-soluble, where the steam would take it out. They're not stable in heat. They're not light. So even if there were pesticides on there, they wouldn't tend to be in the finished product, unless you're talking about something that's cold-pressed, like citrus, where they use the peel. And we're very careful to test for heavy metals in those, because those are the ones where heavy metals or pesticides might be more likely. But when they test essential oils, it's fewer than 1% of the batches have any detectable pesticides at all. I mean, we're typically talking about undetectably low levels of pesticides, if there are any pesticides in essential oils.
Hmm. What about mixing and blending? Is there any bad way to do it?
The recommendation is to make a mixture that's about 1% to 3% essential oils if you're making a blend. Okay. They're very, very dilute. So we're not talking about putting a drop of in this, a water or smoothie, or putting it directly on the skin. We're talking about diluting them with somewhere between, you know, 30 and 99% of a carrier oil. Things like almond oil, for example, or olive oil that you might put it into, jojoba oil. So when we're making toothpaste or mouthwash, for example, and we're using essential oils as flavoring and antiseptic agents, there's typically less than 1% essential oil in those formulas for oral health. For Internal use, things are typically diluted. We do have some things like oil of oregano in olive oil in soft gels, but they're in soft gels to protect the stomach. They're enteric-coated to protect the stomach, and there's still more olive oil than oil of oregano in that capsule.
You know, I was at a store about a year ago. It was in another state, and I stopped at the store, and they had about 8 different lines of essential oils. And I just for my own, you know, weirdness, I decided that I was going to pick one oil and smell each oil in each line. And there were some that were very, very, you were there, Now Foods was there, and I just kind of smelled each one. There were some that were so weak, there was barely a hint. And there were some that were definitely like essential oil light. And then there was one that was just, I mean, it was almost damaged my nose. It was like ridiculously overly strong. And I thought, what standards do they have to set, or do they?
Well, the standards for the essential oil industry and the flavor industry, because they're related. There's a couple of books that we consider Bibles, would be the term, for the industry. And one is The Essential Oils by Gunther. And the other is Fanaroli's Handbook of Flavor Ingredients by Burdock. And these texts, other monographs and sources of information detail the specific physical and chemical properties of each oil, some of the things I mentioned earlier in terms of how they're tested. They're the same standards used by the distillers, by the perfume ingredient, and the flavor ingredient people to assay and measure the quality and standardization of their products. Now, that being said, you can have variation in essential oils. The first thing to look for on a label is the Latin name, the Latin binomial. And if it's, for example, Lavandula angustifolia, which is the common lavender, that would be something that you could look at between brands. And there's other types of lavender, such as spike lavender, that has a different Latin name, and it's not the same genus and species. You know, there's different types of eucalyptus and tea tree oil. I know on eucalyptus, there's at least 200 varieties of eucalyptus plants. So, I mean, we talk about cultivars. And people are familiar with that. There are different varieties of grapes or apples or, you know, different kinds of crops they can buy, tomatoes, that are the same genus and species, but they're different varieties. Roses, everyone's familiar with things like roses or flowers having variations. It's the same plant, but you can crossbreed them. They're the same genus and species. Even dogs. All the dogs are the same genus and species, but they're all breedable, assuming they could physically do the job. So you have a lot of genetic variation within a genus and species, and that comes down to what are called cultivars. And, for example, lavender, there are 4 cultivars used in the aromatherapy industry. They're all Lavandula angustifolia, but they're different varieties that are grown. And for the perfume industry, they only use 2 of the 4 because they don't like the ones that are higher in components like camphor that lend a more medicinal smell, more like eucalyptus or tea tree. And the aromatherapy industry does like that smell. So there's a difference in the ones used for the perfume industry or aromatherapy in general, because we want ones that are more antiseptic, that have more therapeutic and medicinal qualities to the oil, and they want ones that are more floral and simple. And they've actually bred a lot of these complex aromas out of, they're actually chemical constituents, out of the plants in certain cultivars. So they only allow certain ones for the perfume industry, and they allow twice as many for the aromatherapy industry, which is actually closer to what lavender has historically been. It's always had that camphory medicinal smell, but they like that floral tone in a perfume. They want to control these ingredients when they mix them and have these more simple scents. So there's even variety there. But, you know, I think people are familiar with wines and things like that, where you can buy the same brand from the same vineyard and the same grapevines year after year, and there's a different vintage. They're different every year. And the same way, there's going to be a variety every time you harvest an essential oil. And a lot of the large distillers actually blend batches to try to standardize. And even the French farmers growing lavender will commonly grow at least two subspecies of Lavandula angustifolia and blend them in order to have more standardization over time.
Huh. You know, the wonderful thing that I like about essential oils is that, you know, you can, and you know, people are really into diffusers now. And I have to say that the line of diffusers that Now Foods makes are quite awesome. Actually, I think what we'll do is take our break. We come back, I'm going to have you talk about diffusers, because there's some confusion with those as well. We're talking with Neil Levin today from Now Foods. We're talking about essential oils. Remember, all of the oils from Now Foods are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And they carry the diffusers we're going to talk about in a second as well. We'll be right back with Neil Levin. Don't go away.
Saying that omega-3 is important for your health is like saying that Vegas is hot in July. Since the 1970s, researchers have been learning more and more about the extensive health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, including those found naturally in fish oil. But with so many formulas available, choosing one that meets your exact health needs can be an agonizing task. Fortunately, it doesn't have to be. Since 1968, Now Foods has remained one of the nation's most trusted providers of high-quality natural fish oil and omega-3 supplements. Now's omega-3 selection includes over 20 innovative formulas, including a diverse selection of fish oil products and combination formulas, available in a variety of soft gels, liquids, chewables, lozenges, kid formulas, and more. And if you follow a vegetarian or vegan diet, no worries. Now offers one of the best selection of vegetarian fatty acid supplements from flax, super primrose, and a number of other plant-based sources. If reading dozens of labels and staring at bottle after bottle has left you in a sea of fish oil supplements, do what other Las Vegas health enthusiasts have done. Stop by Stay Healthy and look for Now Foods award-winning fish oil supplements in the bright orange bottle. Stay Healthy stocks a complete selection of Now's natural health products with friendly, knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions. That's Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston, in the Town and Country Center. If you're like most of our listeners, vitamins, dietary supplements, and other natural products play a big part in your healthy lifestyle. But with the economy still on the rebound, many people have been forced to cut back on their health product purchases. But we're going to let you in on a little secret. You don't have to. Since 1968, Now Foods has been offering the highest quality natural health products, dietary supplements, personal care products, and sports supplements at 20 to 30% less than what some companies charge for similar products. Wow, 30%? So how do they do it? It's simple. Now believes that everyone, rich or poor, should have access to the best natural health products. They buy in bulk, manufacture, and test all products in-house, and pass the savings on to you. With over 1,500 natural products, Now offers the industry's largest selection of vitamins, dietary supplements, sports nutrition, health food, and natural cosmetic products. Here's the best part, friends. Now's low prices allowed you to afford more of the products you take. Don't waste another hard-earned dollar on health products that are overpriced, overhyped, or low in quality. Do what so many have done. Before you buy another vitamin or dietary supplement, look for Now's line of award-winning products in the bright orange bottle. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, Las Vegas' most trusted center for natural health products, located at 840 South Rancho in the Rancho Town and Country Center, on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. Okay, so it's well known that vitamin D is important for strong bones and healthy teeth. But now researchers are coming forward and saying that the sunshine vitamin could be even better than we all once thought. Recent studies have been reporting that vitamin D, in addition to its role in bone health, is essential for immune system function, cardiovascular health, nervous system and cellular activity, pain management, muscle tone, digestive function. The list goes on and on. Sounds great, right? The bad news is, as much as 70% of the U.S. population may be deficient in vitamin D. 70%. The good news is that now there's something you can do about it. If you eat a restricted diet, avoid the sun, or use high SPF sunscreen, getting the vitamin D you need couldn't be easier. And when it comes to natural vitamin D, no one can match Now Foods' combination of quality, value, and selection. Now's award-winning vitamin D line contains a wide selection of formulas with potencies ranging from 400 IU all the way up to their 5,000 IU ultra potency formula. Now Foods uses only the most select natural ingredients, manufactures and tests all products in-house, and sells them at the industry's best prices. Think vitamin D might be right for you? Stop in and talk to one of the nutrition experts at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho, in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Charleston and Rancho. They'll tell you everything you need to know about vitamin D and help you find the formula that's best for you.
All right, we're back. Don't forget to check out the entire line of essential oils from Now Foods, available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are your oldest independent health food retailer here in Las Vegas. Stop by and see what a full-service store is all about. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, all of it wrapped up in a full-service environment. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today we're talking with Neil Levin, and we're talking about essential oils and the importance that they play and differences in quality and integrity of the products. Right before the break, I was going to talk to Neil about diffusers. You know, I think a lot of people are familiar with heat lamps and things that we used to put these on a lot of heat, but diffusers are, they're different. Neil, maybe you could tell people the difference between, you know, what a diffuser is and maybe what an essential oil heat lamp is all about. I remember years ago, they used to rub oils on light bulbs and the heat would dispel it around the room. So that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we actually used to sell a ceramic ring you could put around a light bulb, mm-hmm. and it would heat up and diffuse an oil.
Yep.
I'm sure everyone's familiar with the old vaporizers that would make steam, and you could put a little vapor rub or something like that in a little reservoir next to the steam and try to humidify a room if somebody's, you know, congested or something like that. But the modern ones do not change the oils. They don't use heat. So, for example, if you have a citrus oil that's raw, it has not been distilled, it's been cold pressed, you are not heating it by putting it into an ultrasonic diffuser. And the ultrasonic ones work by having a ceramic plate that vibrates. The water in there then churns up and forms bubbles, which increases the volume and the pressure in the chamber and forces a stream of vapor out through a little orifice at the top, a little hole at the top. As the stream of vapor is leaving and breaking the surface, you put a very thin coating of oil. It's usually 5 or 10 drops of oil in a diffuser, not a lot, and just enough to make a thin film at the top. And this film enrobes each tiny droplet of water as it's rising out of the pool of water there and bubbling up, and it's carried up on the water into the air. So you've got a non-heated water leaving the device instead of steam. It's safer around kids or pets because if it spills, if they get into it, it's just a tiny bit of oil in there. It's not boiling water like you could have in some things. There's not a heating element. And you want to make sure not to use too much water, not to use too much oil, or it won't work properly. And they actually recommend tap water over distilled water because there's more body, because of the mineral content, in tap water. So it's going to work better with the ultrasound pushing against it to have a little more resistance to build up the pressure and the bubbles inside the water.
You know, the other thing about using those is they're safe, and you don't have to worry about heat being an issue. They're so nice to use, and you've really done a good job with them. They were very unsightly at the very beginning, but you've learned how, you've made really beautiful diffusers. They fit in almost any kind of style of a room. And, you know, I know people that have diffusers in three or four different rooms in their house. And sometimes they'll say they use a different oil in each room. And I mean, I think that's okay too. And I think that's the wonderful thing about them. You can have the variety and you don't have to be stuck in a rut of one smell. You can change it every single time if you wish.
You can, and we do make blends of oils, so, you know, people can mix their own
sure.
oils, whatever they like, in the diffuser, but we do sell some blends, and those are fairly popular. Things we have like Nature's Shield, which is a blend of five different oils, and it's got a kind of antiseptic quality that's very good if people are worried about something in the air that they're worried about catching or something like that, that they can kind of purify the air with some of these things, as well as just adding scent and mood to a room. There, over the holidays, we often talk about some of the things that smell like candy cane or vanilla cookies mm-hmm. or gingerbread or various recipes like that, but there's way, way more variety of recipes available than just those. One thing about the diffusers, if you're putting in blends that are oils in a carrier, for example, we make oils that are 7.5 or 10 or 15% essential oil in a carrier because they're very expensive oils, and that makes the price more reasonable, that if there's a base of something like jojoba oil, it is not a volatile oil. It is not going to vaporize as readily when you use it in an ultrasonic diffuser. It's going to actually stay behind and leave a ring as the water evaporates. You're going to have to do a little more cleaning if you're using these blends that contain non-essential oils. You know, they are listed on the labels. We list percentage of essential oil, and then the rest is typically jojoba oil. But jojoba oil is not volatile. It doesn't vaporize readily, and it's going to stay behind. So using other types of oils and diffusers can result in that. And the citrus oils have a small amount of carotenoids, the pigments, in them that, again, they could tend to leave a small color in there if you're not cleaning it carefully. It won't really harm anything. It's just going to discolor the inside a little bit.
You know, if you go to the Now Foods website and you pull up the essential oils, they have so many different formulas there. You know, beards are real popular today for guys, and you actually have a blend that guys can do and make their own beard oil. And I think that's really good because, first of all, you know what's in it. And second of all, you can actually make it yourself. And I just think that's great. And you have seasonal diffusion recipes, and it talks about using your cuticles, lotion bars, and body butters, and hand soaps. And I love this. I love your new page. It's beautiful.
We have a lot of info there. We actually spend a lot of energy trying to research this stuff. One thing that's very popular now, you know, we sell the empty bottles, which are roller bottles, spray bottles, or just screw top bottles, to put your own blends in. So they have blank labels on there, so you could write down whatever you want on there, and people do these do-it-yourself projects. One thing that's very popular when we do demos in stores is the yoga mat cleansing spray. And if you get a group of people together who do yoga and they try this, it's easy to mix. It's an empty spray bottle, a little bit of witch hazel with aloe or vinegar, some distilled or filtered water, 4 drops of tea tree oil, 14 drops of lavender or spike lavender oil, or you can do about 10 to 15 drops of other things like Peace and Harmony oil blend. So you could use it as a sanitation type thing to cleanse the mat, or you can use it as a calming scent on the mat
or
when
both.
You're cleaning it.
Or both.
Yeah.
I love it. That's really, really great. You know, and I love the way you've done this new section. It's really nice. You can make your own body bars, and I love that the recipes are easy to follow. And you can even do your own scrubs. You know, and you could even make your own bath bombs. I mean, those are getting so popular today where people have these things they just throw in the bath. But you can make your own. It's like cornstarch and baking soda, and you can add all your things to it. You put them in little molds, and when they're set, you just throw them in the bath, and they just release wonderful, wonderful scents and smells. And I think they would make great gifts, too. So that's something nice to start planning for.
Yeah, and a lot of people have used the hand scrubs, the body scrubs, mm-hmm. that are using either salt or sugar as a base. Mm-hmm. And we have a totally organic suggested recipe using our organic turbinado sugar as a base and adding some organic rosehip seed oil, some organic lavender oil, and some organic argan oil. Mm-hmm. And you mix it all together, and you end up with the sugar that absorbs some of these oils, and you scrub your hands with that, and your hands come out incredibly soft and silky when you do that.
I bet you could use it on your feet, too.
I probably should.
Not saying you should, but I think we should, you know, because I think a lot of people have a lot of dry feet problems. And the feet is the part we put all of our weight on every single day, yet it's the last thing that we pay attention to. And, you know, but I think that this would be awesome for that. Thank you for putting this easy to follow page on there. I'll send a lot more people to the page now.
Yeah, I mean, information is important in this. And, you know, we especially want to have recipes that people know the right amounts to add that are, you know, have been proven to be safe in, you know, people experimenting with it and things. So, you know, if you just go nuts with it and you use too much oil, it can be too harsh on the skin. It can be too harsh on the digestive tract if you're doing it internally. Remember, any of these oils that may be foods, and not all essential oils are from food sources, but the ones that are from foods are only considered food grade if they're properly diluted into safe concentrations. And when you think that maybe a cup of peppermint tea represents about a 30th of a drop of peppermint oil, imagine drinking 30 cups of strong peppermint tea every day and what that's going to do to your throat and your digestive tract.
Yeah.
And that's what really happens all at once if you put a drop of peppermint oil in something and swallow it. So we don't recommend that. We recommend safe dilutions. We recommend looking at which ones are appropriate. Things like sassafras or wintergreen that you might assume are safe actually contain toxins and are not considered foods. They have to have the toxins removed to be a food. And things like sassafras, they make sarsaparilla and things like that as a substitute to avoid using the sassafras because it contains a toxin called safrole. And in the same way, wintergreen has a toxin, and they use artificial flavors typically to make wintergreen candies these days because they don't want you to get that wintergreen oil pure, even if it's dilute. It still contains toxins. Pennyroyal can cause abortions. You don't want that if you're a pregnant woman. So, you know, there's a lot of issues with taking these internally or using them in full strength. Caution is recommended, and we advise to that all over our webpage.
You know, there is a recipe in here for an outdoor body spray, and this is really great for the people that are out there that are camping. There's 2 cups of water, and they use citronella, neem, and eucalyptus, pennyroyal, and some coconut oil. But this is really good as a deterrent for insects when you're out there and you're camping and doing that kind of stuff. So keep this one in mind, and you can find this on the Now Foods webpage under the oils. Just look for the outdoor body spray. And you can mix up a big bottle of this and take it with you if you're going to be camping or outside or even hiking. I think that'd be really, really good without chemicals.
Yeah, and we do make the Bug Band products. One is a spray that's got about 6% essential oil, and the other one is the pure essential oil to use for diffusing. And we do make USB-powered diffusers. One of them is about the size of a can of pop, and there are these portable battery packs that are, you know, very thin, like the size of a chocolate bar or something, that you could plug these things into and run them. We do that at trade shows. So you can have a diffuser with you sitting out at the porch or sitting out at the beach. If you got a computer to plug it into or a battery pack, you know, you're set. You can still diffuse some of these bug ban or aroma scents or whatever you want while you're outside.
The other question just came in, and she says, how do you feel about using these diffusers in children's rooms? Is that okay?
We recommend caution, especially on infants and around pets. A lot of these have not been studied on children, and you certainly don't want strong scents around kids. For scenting children's products, they're usually using 1% or less, not the 3% that might be used in adult products. And their immune system isn't as developed. Their ability to communicate if their discomfort is noticeable, they can't always communicate it well or even understand what's going on. Same with pets. Dogs can handle it more than cats. Birds can't handle aromatherapy hardly at all. The canary in the coal mine thing is kind of a real issue with birds. You don't want to expose them in a cage to something they can't get away from. You don't want the pets or children to get the diffusing if they can't get away. Like in a nursery would be a horrible place to do it because they can't get away and you don't know how strong it is to them. Dogs are much more sensitive to smell than we are, and they're even more sensitive than cats. But cats can't detox things as well as dogs, so there's kind of an issue. And the citrus scents tend to cause dermatitis or other skin issues on cats. So it's more complex. We have a lot of this information on our webpage as well, including pet issues, safe handling if you're making large batches of things, like do-it-yourself things at home. A lot of that's on our webpage.
One more question. Is there ever a time when using a diffuser, I'm trying to read her writing here, will be something that is against using anything that we'd be other doing, herbal therapies, medications, or anything, even though we're just breathing it in? I think that she's asking that because she's asthmatic.
Well, sure, but if you react to it, you might be allergic to something that is in the oil, and someone else isn't, or chemically sensitive, maybe not allergic specifically, but maybe you have some reaction to it. That's always something to use caution. Start low, start mild. Sniff it in a bottle first before you diffuse it to make sure you don't immediately react to it. That's what the testers are for. You can test it out before you buy it. Always use caution on anything new, whether it's a supplement or a food or an essential oil. You don't know what your reaction is going to be until you have it. Better it's going to be a light reaction because it's a low exposure at first while you determine how it affects you.
Well, I just think that they're awesome. I think the whole idea of using essential oils is, and it's really interesting. Until I went back and I went back to school and, and that kind of stuff, and I actually had a whole class in aromatherapy. I mean, I knew a good amount about it, but I mean, I was just overwhelmed with the amount of uses and benefits and the history and how it's been used through time and around the world and for hundreds and hundreds of years and how it's become so popular. So I really have learned a lot about it, and I go to your site a lot because I learn a lot there just by the mixing and the combinations and the blends.
And we're constantly working on new blends, new flavors, kits, diffusers. You've seen our new diffuser that's the hand-blown glass?
Yes, I have.
That's gorgeous.
It is beautiful.
And each one's unique.
The other thing is somebody just chimed in and they said, how do you wash a diffuser?
Well, typically you would clean it with alcohol and or vinegar.
Oh, okay.
And that would get the deposits out. Depends on which oils you put in, too, because, again, if you have the citrus ones, they'll have more pigments. If you use ones that have a carrier like jojoba, it's going to leave more oil residue in there, and you're going to have to do a little more cleaning. But, the pure essential oils tend to be fairly clean, especially the distilled ones, and come out of there, so it doesn't need that much cleaning.
Okay. Now, if you put one on in the morning, should you leave them when you're not at home, or should you unplug them or turn them off?
Well, it's probably wise to unplug electronics if you're not using them, but they have gone through a factory cycle with water to make sure that they run properly and cut off properly if they run out of water.
So they do cut off.
So they are designed to run out of water and shut off.
Okay.
But like anything else, right, you never know if something's going to go wrong with something electronic. You know, maybe you dropped it or who knows what happened to it. So, yeah, I think an abundance of caution is always wise.
You know, I have a lot of friends that are massage therapists, and they used to, you know, put the oils on little sponges, and they would spray it around the room. And now they just all use the diffusers. They just find them to be the best way to go to really, you know, scent the room, I guess.
Yeah, they even sell lockets that have little sponges in there that you could put a drop or two of oil in, and it's kind of like a natural perfume.
Oh, that's very cool. Very, very cool. Anything you want to say in closing on essential oils that people can take away from this?
Well, just that there's some claims by some brands that they have higher grades, and there are no different grades of essential oils. Essential oils are all produced the same way. The difference is the sourcing of the plants and whether it's blended crops versus a single crop that's more variable. But therapeutically, there's not going to be a difference.
All right. Neil, thank you so much. This was a great show. I really appreciate it. And, of course, we'll probably touch on oils around the holidays like traditionally we do. But thank you so much. I wish you a good week. I know you're going to have a busy one.
Oh, yeah. And I hope everyone has a great holiday. Take care. Thank you.
Be well. My guest today, Neil Levin, representing Now Foods. Remember, you can check out all the products from Now Foods at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They carry a huge selection of the Now Foods products and all the essential oils. Check out the diffusers. They're all available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, everything is recorded, podcast, archived, and put on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. When you go there, just click on the archive, the icon for the archives. It's real easy. Right at the very beginning of the page, and you can go there and download the shows and have on-demand podcasts when it's convenient for you. Of course, heading to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, the way to start, maintain, and continue through your healthy journey is all with Stay Healthy Health Food Store. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and above and beyond that, just the greatest stuff, the highest quality products, awesome prices, and that peace of mind when you actually get to the point when you are finally starting to feel better. It's awesome. There's nothing better than feeling great. There's nothing better than knowing that you're heading in the right direction. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of great things coming out. There's always the newest, most updated things that Stay Healthy. They carry the best of the best every single day. So you really, with all that guidance and all that information, you can't make a mistake. So that'll be awesome for you. And if you really haven't hit the right road and you haven't connected with the right person, or you've been hitting and missing on your health and nutrition, that's okay. At least you're trying to get in the right direction. But when you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you're going to learn a lot about how to get healthy, how to be healthy, how to stay healthy, how to have your go-to people in the field. And that's what Stay Healthy is all about. Make sure to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And above and beyond that, read the articles while you're there. All the information you can get from good quality sources is going to make you more educated, more complete in your knowledge, and be able to give you a better dialogue that you can have with your friends, your family members, your coworkers, and of course, your medical practitioners. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. And you know the wonderful thing? If you want to like them on Facebook, you'll be glad you did, because every day you get a wonderful post or two or more coming your way in a healthier direction. They're very educational, sometimes humorous, always good information, because sometimes a little bit of information every day can really go a long way, you know, so you don't get overwhelmed all at one time. You know, we got a lot of other stuff on our mind, but a little healthy little push every day, some of that stuff is going to stick. Some of it is going to change your life, and some of it is going to change your health. I thank you all for taking the time to tune in.
Remember, when you're at your Facebook playing around, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke. And when you're there, like my page. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page. And I bring you information that I think is important. Things we need to think about, ponder, and some of the things we forgot about along the way. So I hope you have a wonderful day, everyone. Do everything, something great and healthy for yourself. Check out the essential oils. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.